We have two different versions of Simon Peter today in the readings. We have Peter in the Acts of the Apostles in the first reading, who is bold, who stands up before the powers that crucified his Lord and proclaim that it is through his name that the cripple has been healed. Who is this Simon Peter? Did we not see him in the scriptures just a few days ago denying Jesus? We see him in the gospel text today, Peter, who is very desperate to speak with Jesus, desperate because the others are following him. I'm going to go fishing because it's what I did before I met Jesus. Now all of a sudden it's not just James and John who are with him, and all of a sudden all of these others are like, we'll go fishing with you. I just don't think Peter was happy about that. I think Peter was wanting to get away, and the others are tagging along. They were only 100 yards from the shore. Peter could have waited. He needed to talk to Jesus. We see on the shore, we see a charcoal fire. The last time the scripture mentions a charcoal fire was when Peter was trying to warm himself outside of the courtyard, when those around him began to ask him, "Don't you know Jesus? Aren't you one of his disciples? Didn't we see you in the garden? Your accent gives it away." Now the charcoal fire, there is an invitation for a meal. Do enemies eat meals together, my brothers and sisters? Not often. The sign of sharing a meal with someone is often a sign of reconciliation. It is a sign of communion and fellowship with them. Jesus is offering them a meal. This is one of my favorite scripture passages, by the way, because it talks about fishing and it talks about breakfast, two of the greatest things that ever been made in the history of the world. Who is this man, Peter? How can he boldly proclaim without fear that Jesus is Lord? One, we see that reconciliation has taken place. Next week we will hear the remainder of this chapter in John, the whole thing about Peter, "Do you love me?" Agape. "Lord, you know I love you like a friend." Philius. You know that passage back and forth. "Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me?" The reconciliation will take place. Peter will enter into the mercy of Jesus and be reconciled to him. But two, we get an insight into what has taken place in Peter. "By what power or by what name have you done this?" he is asked. Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, answered them. You see, my brothers and sisters, it's a two-step thing that we enter through into our communion and fellowship with God. One is the reconciliation that is offered to us, the forgiveness of sins by the life and death of Jesus, by his resurrection. We are reconciled to the Father. But two, the very person of God is poured into our hearts at Pentecost. We have a radical encounter with the love of God. Peter possesses this. He has this encounter. The love of God fills his being. And because of that, nothing is the same. When we fall in love, we become bold and courageous. It's amazing how courageous we can be when we love. Peter has been loved and now is invited to love in return. Feed my sheep, feed my lambs, care for my sheep. So, my brothers and sisters, this whole Passion Tide, we have entered into the death of Jesus so that we might repent for our sins, that we might be reconciled. If you need to be reconciled, this is the season. This is the season to be reconciled. Now is to enter into the grace. Be reconciled with him. Remove any obstacle so that you can receive his love again, afresh, anew, when we celebrate Pentecost together. That that same love of God would abide within you, in me. That knowing that we are loved, we might be bold and courageous, unafraid of the world, unafraid of those who would threaten our very lives. For we know that we are truly loved. Amen.